The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 201, A Black Day for Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Please drop by Weaver's and pick up some Mayberry items. I know Mr. Weaver, you know, he digs you and you ought to dig him back. Weaver'sDepartmentStore.com's got all kinds of Mayberry items that you do not want to miss, so drop by Weaver'sDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 201, is Davin Lucy. So thank you, Davin, for your support. Thank you all for being here with me for Two Chairs No Waiting, the 201st episode of the podcast. We got past 200. Everything should be smooth sailing from now on. I should never make another mistake or have to do any hard work. That's completely a lie. I make mistakes every day. But folks, it's great to have you here. We're going to be talking. We're going to be taking a voice call in just a few minutes from Jerry from Coleman. And we're going to be talking about A Black Day for Mayberry. Now, you may not realize that's, and I'll get into it in a minute, but it's episode number 102 of the series. And it came on, it aired on 11-11, November 11th, 1963 is when it first aired. And we're going to be talking a lot about it because there's all kinds of little strange and curious happenings that happened during that episode. Now, I realize you guys are on a audio podcast for the most part. There is a video that goes along with this podcast, but most of you listen to the audio. So I'm going to put some photos on our Facebook fan page that will be related to this episode that will show some of the things we're going to talk about. And that way you can see them and you won't miss out. I'm going to describe them as I go through as best I can using just words. And I'll be showing them on the video podcast. So if you're watching it on the video, you'll see it. But if you're watching if you're listening to the audio, don't feel like you're missing out. Just head over to facebook.com/twochairs and look for episode number 201. There'll be a album set up for that, a photo album, and you can go in there and check it out. And so you can look at all the pictures. There's all kinds of pictures over there already. So if you hadn't been over there, go by Two Chairs. Well, you can go to Two Chairs No Waiting, click the Facebook page link. You can click it right there, or you can just go to facebook.com/twochairs. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and hear what Jerry's got to say.
Alan, this is Jerry from Coleman. Enjoy your show. I met you when you were over here for the Mayberry reunion at St. John's. I just noticed something on that episode of Black Day for Mayberry about the gold shipment. When the two T-men came in, one of them was Ron Howard's father. They were just going to wait, so they sat down over there by the door. When Opie came in, it was two different men. And then when Andy came in, it was Ron Howard's father again. I just wonder if I was the only one noticed that. Enjoy your show.
Hey, Jerry, I want to thank you for calling in because he did spark this conversation that we're going to be having. Now, in the episode, A Black Day for Mayberry, it starts off with Barney in the back room of the courthouse. And he's back there pimping and, you know, looking in the mirror. And he's looking, and these two men come in the front door of the courthouse.
Yes, sir.
Barney goes over to the front door.
No, he's out right now. Something I can do for you?
We'll wait.
Now, these two men...
Well, I'm his deputy, you know. Any business of the sheriff's is business of mine.
One of them is Rance Howard, Ron Howard's dad.
Well, he might not be right back, so if there's some message you want me to give him, why, just...
We'll wait.
And, of course, Barney's not liking that they wouldn't talk to him, but one of them is Rance Howard, and the other is his partner, the FBI agent. They're both FBI guys.
You can tell me anything you can tell the sheriff. Sheriff takes me into his confidence, I take him into mine. That's the way we work around here.
And they do nothing, sit there with their arms crossed.
Wait then.
And Barney gets frustrated. Now Barney comes in. Not Barney, Opie.
Where's Paul?
At this point in the episode.
Where'd he go?
He didn't tell
me
where.
See the error.
Something you want to see him
about?
About
in a second.
No, I'll wait. Who are they? Friends of Paul's?
No, they're just waiting.
What for?
Don't ask me what for. I just run the waiting room, that's all.
So Barney gets upset. Now, what I'm wanting you to catch during that scene is when Opie first comes in the courthouse doors. And when he walks in, he was sitting in the chairs that are just to the right of the courthouse doors when you walk in. You know, there's two rows of chairs there. That was where Rance Howard and his partner FBI agent were sitting. Well, when Opie comes in, he comes in the courthouse door, walks across the courthouse to Barney's area where he sits, his desk. Well, when he does, you can clearly see behind Opie that it's two other men sitting there. And not only are they different men, they're wearing different suits. They've got on their hats. You know, when Rance Howard and his FBI partner came into the courthouse, they took their hats off. Well, these two gentlemen left their hats on, and they're sitting there crossed-armed and wanting to speak with Andy. Now, I can tell you that they replaced the FBI agent because, from what I've been told, is one of them became ill, and so they had to replace him for the rest of the shooting, and they replaced him with Rance Howard. Well, they didn't go back and reshoot this one scene. Now, I understand it may be because Ron Howard, as being a young actor, he was only allowed to film for a certain number of hours per day. So they didn't go back and redo this because it's really only like a second or two when Opie is walking in front of these guys. And back in the day, nobody had a VCR. Nobody had a DVD player. They wouldn't have even seen this. But you can clearly tell that what was Rance Howard and the partner is now a different man and that partner. So it's two different guys sitting there in different suits, different colored suits and everything. So anyway, I don't know if you've ever seen that. And if you haven't seen it, when you watch the episode of Black Day for Mayberry, it's the one about the gold truck, you know, when it comes to town, be watching for this and head over to facebook.com/twochairs and look for episode number 201 and you'll see the screenshots. Or if you're watching the video, you're seeing them as we're showing it here. So let's go on through this episode because what happens next is, you know, Andy comes in the courthouse and the men don't want to speak with Barney. So they ask Barney to leave, basically. They don't want him in there. They want him to get out of the way. So basically this is what happens next. Barney goes outside the courthouse and he's trying to look in through the mail slot on the door. And Leon walks up.
No thanks, Leon. Move along, Leon. Let's keep this area clear. Don't loiter around here.
So there's little Leon. He comes walking up while Barney is looking into the mail slot on the courthouse door to try to hear what those FBI guys are telling Andy. Now, what you may or may not realize here is Leon is Ron Howard's little brother, Clint Howard. And I believe from doing some research and looking at some things, we believe that this is the only episode that all three of the Howard men appeared in. So they appeared together. So you had Rance Howard, the dad, Ron Howard, you know, the Opie, obviously, and then Leon, Clint Howard, all in this one episode of the Andy Griffith Show. So there's your little bit of trivia, and hopefully it's something that you haven't ever run across, or if you had, it's a good reminder for you. So the next thing that happens, this is just funny, is the reason we're going to listen to it. Nothing really weird except when Barney is going around trying to be undercover and everything. Well, it's funny what we're going to hear, but when you watch the episode, I want you to watch Barney's coat. Because he's wearing a raincoat because he's undercover. You know, he's got his raincoat on and everything. When he actually is going over to the hotel and he goes into the hotel He's standing around talking with Asa. So let's go ahead and hear that as we go. So he's coming in the front door of the hotel. He's looking around.
Hi, Barney.
Afternoon, Asa.
What you doing out of uniform?
Lockdown.
What, you didn't get fired?
Lower your voice, will you?
What for? I don't get it. What you showing me that for? I know it.
I'm in plain clothes, Asa, for heaven's sakes.
Oh, well, I'd have known you anywhere.
So Barney is just sneaking around there in the hotel with his, he's got his salt and pepper suit on. He's got his hat that he always wears with his salt and pepper. And he's wearing a trench coat, a raincoat. Now, the next thing we're going to listen to here is Barney is talking with Asa still, and he takes Asa's newspaper and tells Asa, keep doing what you're doing. And Asa goes, I can't. Why not? Because I was reading the paper, is what he says. Anyway, that's what we're going to hear. But what I want you to watch on the episode when you're watching it is watch Barney's trench coat. It goes from being completely dry to being wet, like it's been rained on, to not being to being dry again. So let's go ahead and start this up.
Hey, sir. Have you seen any suspicious characters hanging around?
No. Not that I can think of.
Well, you just go on and do whatever you were doing.
I can't. You took my paper.
Something else. So we don't attract attention.
Why? There's nobody else here.
You never know.
You never know. So as Asa goes
by the way, Barney.
Here he goes.
What time's that gold shipping going through tomorrow?
Now at this point, Barney turns around and you can see.
What, what are you talking about?
Boy,
his coat's
all
wet.
Over town. $7 million. That's a heck of a lot of money. I sure like to get a look at $7 million.
And so then when Barney gets mad and storms out of the hotel, you can clearly see as he's leaving, his coat's not wet anymore. So you've got two or three things. And then he goes outside and you'll see him again as he's leaving. And there's boys sitting out on the porch of the hotel and Barney's coat's wet again. So it goes from wet to dry to wet to dry to wet, you know. And so then, of course, we have... The next little clip here is of is Regis. Now, Regis, we'll talk about him.
Hey, here comes Regis.
Hi, Regis.
Oh,
now, Regis, you're going to have to get back on the
Regis curve is
like
carrying the down with
Regis,
the gold standard.
The
vote for the single tax.
Back to the woods, Regis. Barbarians, so. Worshippers of famine.
Regis, why aren't you going home? You know you just come down here to start an argument.
Hold my sign, Gomer. I'm going back home, Regis.
Hey, here he comes.
So now Regis is played by Doodles Weaver. Now Doodles Weaver is Sigourney Weaver's, you know, Sigourney Weaver from Aliens, Ghostbusters, the Avatar, the recent movie. She's on that, but Doodles Weaver plays Regis. Now Doodles is also, he also played in Aunt Bee's Brief Encounter. He played as George Bricker, the postman. So just that's a tie-in. So anyway, I didn't know. That's just a little bit of trivia for you that Sigourney Weaver's uncle, Doodles, is Regis on the Andy Griffith Show. So let's move. Let's keep moving along here. I got several other things.
Here I wonder where the gas tank on these buggies is.
So of course here's Gomer trying to get into the gas tank. So
cut
he's
that,
putting
Gomer,
the gas in the back of
the
gold truck. Remember that? So he's putting it in through the door where the gun would come out. Now, the reason I'm playing that for you is not because of that, but it's kind of funny that he's pouring it in through there. But what you'll see on that episode right then is the gas pouring in through the door. You'll see Barney's feet. You see his pants leg covered with gas. His shoes are covered with gas and everything. Well, then the very next scene is Barney still in the back of the truck. And he's decided to start looking at the gold. If you'll remember, it's covered up with tarp of some kind. So he wants to look at it. And so he starts looking at the tarp and sets his gun down. Well, when he sets it down, you'll see a clear view of his pant legs. And they're completely dry. There's no gas whatsoever on his pant legs as he's sitting in the chair that's in the back of that gold truck. So there's several little continuity errors that I want you to be aware of. I think they're fun to watch for and fun to notice. You know, and then Barney figures out there's sand in the gold truck.
Help!
And he tries
Help!
Drawing attention to it.
Help!
Which is, you know, not what you want to do when you're doing that. But I want you to pay attention to his pant leg that is absolutely completely dry. There's no gas on the floor or anything there after we had already seen Gomer pouring gas into the back of the truck. So we know that happened. So anyway, those are a few things I definitely wanted to point out to you that happened on this episode that Ron Howard, Clint Howard, and Rance Howard all appeared in this episode, that Barney's coat goes from being dry to wet to dry to wet. And I wanted you to know about Doodles Weaver, Sigourney Weaver's uncle, appearing on this episode as Regis, but he also appeared on Aunt Bee's Brief Encounter as George Bricker, the postman on there. And then, of course, the pant leg there at the end of the episode and Ron Howard's dad disappearing and reappearing there in that one scene. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Now we got one last little bit of thing here just because it's funny and I got to play it, but let's go ahead and here is Barney is now, cause you know, he told the secrets and all that kind of stuff. And now he's not supposed to be continuing to tell secrets, you know, and Andy's going to be, so anyway, here we go.
Hello, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi, Juanita. How you doing?
Listen, I'm gonna be over tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Operation Gold Truck's all over. Hey, you wanna hear the real clincher? That truck that came through here was a decoy. Yeah, the real truck is going through Raleigh.
Barney!
I didn't say Raleigh, I said really. I'll be over tonight, Raleigh. Really.
I did not say Raleigh, I said really, Raleigh, really. So Barney again messes up. Hey, are we so used to that or what that it doesn't even surprise us? But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was a lot of little bit of trivia pieces in there. And I definitely want to thank Jerry from over in Coleman, Alabama, for giving a call and bringing this to my attention and making me recall it. So great job, Jerry, noticing that that happened, that there was somebody different there. And while it was that people had seen that before, it doesn't take away from the fact you spotted it. So great job. Folks, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, just like Jerry did. Or you can go by the Two Chairs No Waiting website and click on the little link right there on the side that says leave a voicemail, and it'll do it. And definitely head on over to the Facebook fan page and check out the pictures from this episode. Look for episode number 201 for the photos from that, and you'll be able to check it out. And make sure you like the page if you hadn't. Join us there. Folks, there's so many ways to get in touch. I love to hear from you. The fans love to hear from you as well. So definitely take some time. Send in a note. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for joining me for another episode of Two Chairs, and we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye, guys.
The
this week at Macy's, get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 25 to 60% off cold weather gear for the whole family, 30 to 60% off select bedding and bath, plus 30% off select small appliances. And Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees at Macy's, Macy's Backstage, and Market by Macy's. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.